Please, close your eyes, for that is what she did, Gandhari. On the day of her marriage to a prince, Gandhari learned that he was born blind. She shut her eyes then and swore never to open them again. Some say it was an act of solidarity. Others say she did it out of a vengeance to match the offer of betrayal. On this matter, her lips remained as shut as her eyes. Many years later, when her sons went to war, the epic war of the Mahabharata, an anguished Gandhari calls out from within the poem for the poet. Temporarily, the poet steps into his own poem to redirect his narration to a listener in desperate need of a narrative. The poet patiently describes the war as it unfolds in the valley below his gaze. At one point, weakened by anguish, Gandhari grips the poet's arm and asks him, "Vyasa, tell me, what will become of my sons at the end of all this?" The poet replies to the blind queen, "You will have to wait and see, as will I." The poet is equally blind to the finality and causality of his work. His poem to the listener merely marks a passage of time. All poetry is duration. When you open your eyes, a poem will have ended.